Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know a thing or two about drag queen girl groups?
Well, we talk about it all the time, so a little.
Yeah, and when we weren't talking about
I've
it, we were in
them. Groups. Yeah. I've heard of girl groups.
Well, this week on All Stars, they pull back the curtain, and we see the girl group challenges, but it's more like a motivational anthem-y challenge with RuPaul tie-ins.
Well, whatever it is, all of the queens are showing up this episode, and they've got the lyrics and dance moves to prove it.
Plus, it's super hot in these tropics, and all the girls are showing it on the runway.
Hot tropics! Zaldi is a guest judge with a glamorous nip slip, and we're making progress in the eliminations. We're down to a top six.
Ooh, are you ready for more All-Stars coverage here on Race Chaser?
We are! All-Stars state that you must listen to the rest of the episode now at this time.
We are on the lookout for All-Stars coverage!
Forever!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
Me. This is the beginning.
Oh, wow. Falsette, honey.
Honey, I tried it.
Honey, my name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem. I host podcasts with you.
Yes.
We do this every week. Yes. I know you, girl.
And I just have to say, my podcast host is one of the most talented queens I've ever known. And
I look
up
to her. Wait, you're doing another podcast with another girl, bitch?
I look up to her so much. She is my heart. She is my motivation. And she's my faith. And I want her to stay at 110 at all times. This is Willem.
Oh, I was like, where is she going with this? Because I'm at 116 right now because I'm in Palm Springs and that's how hot it is.
Oh, girl!
But baby, the electrician that showed up at 7 a.m., I've been bringing him cups of water on the hour. Honey, I'm Molly Pitcher bringing out icy jugs for this man because his biceps are bigger than my waist.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
Privilege.
Honey, he looks like Sean T.
Sean T.
Woo!
Shanti, hippy dippy trippy song. Okay, do you want to tell us, we're talking about this little known program. It's called RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh yeah, I have that favorited. You were on the RuPaul, right?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm getting around to watching it. I'll watch it someday. My girlfriend likes it. Do you want to...
Let me tell them what happened last week, just in case we have any new ears on the scene.
New ears on the scene.
We're the new ears in town, listening to podcasts right now.
Last week, the girls tapped into their overacting skills for a Rumerican Horror Story. Production was playing with Jan, but she knew enough to take the role written for her in the challenge, smartly. Some of the girls were fumble-isha a bit with the acting, and Michelle had to show them how it is done, as a West End woman would.
Yeah.
And Rue was ready to get physical. It was a gothy good time on the runway. And Kylie, Sonique, Love are in the top all-star spot. Akiri and Raja were in the bottom. And the lip-sync assassin was revealed to be Manila in Borrowed Blessings. And Kylie and her underboob won the lip-sync to Dirty. And she revealed that her vote was for Akiria, who, after her third time in the bottom, sashayed away with dignity, class, and
a whole lot of ass.
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to our next episode.
Yes.
Which is show up, queen.
Show up.
Honey, I'm a throw up queen, so I know this isn't about me.
We should do a song called Shut Up, Queen.
I never thought I'd miss Lucian Moore. but
oh, I come do. On. No, that's not fair. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
Okay.
So we join the dolls in progress right after Miss Akira's elimination. The girls are congratulatory to Kylina. And you
Selena
know,
Kylie,
they're Selena Kyle, try new Gotham Girl perfume. She's amazing. And the other, the other ladies are really seeing her as a contender at this point. And Kylie,
I mean, I don't
says,
know who they thought she was playing with. She came in with all the human hair wigs, rhinestones, backflips. The fact that they didn't think she was a contender at the start, that was a mistake.
Rhinestone gown down to the flow.
Honey, blondes are always underestimated.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Kylie says there's no way she was going to vote for Raja. There was no... This was one of those... one of the more clear choices between Raja and Akira, only because of their, you know, their track record. It was sort of like the writing was on the wall.
And honestly, I think that Akira knew she was going. So it was one of those.
Yes.
It's one of these goodbyes where they're all like, okay, bye, girl. We love you. Congratulations on winning. Now let's get to these lipsticks, because this is the part where they're amping up the drama for the rest of the 52 minutes of the episode, because they're counting out these lipsticks and Ginger's counting and all the votes are for Akira.
Yeah.
Which is makes Raja feel like she deserves to be there, which is nice. But she hates the feeling of being in the bottom.
Yeah,
which
completely.
I get it. It happened to me once.
Yeah. And then Jan, she's going for the, you know, she's going for the likability factor. Is like, well, some of you girls don't have any wins, so...
So y'all want to pack?
In a game where friendships are paramount, Jan is really strategizing with this. So so some of you girls sitting over there don't have any wins. I know
these New York queens really know how to make friends on All Stars. I just can't sleep at night. I should have voted for you. Some of you don't have wins.
Help me sleep.
Pandora and Eureka are revealed as the two Quans with no wands. So Eureka's been safe or high, I feel like, the whole competition pretty much. Pandora's has she never been mellow?
Have you ever been low?
Yeah, she's never been low, but she hasn't had a win either. So I feel like she's like skating by a little bit too. And not like Robbie Turner.
Well, it's a hard place to be, you know, in the sort of middle ground. And so she definitely feels the need to break out of that and, like, get up there, you know?
I get it. And I feel like she's constantly playing against type, because I know her. I know her personality. She's a dry humor. She's witty. She's
almost
kind
of like your vagina.
You don't know nothing about that, bitch.
Actually, you know what? Being in the middle ground is actually the best thing you can do on All Stars. Because when you win too much stuff, everyone's like, well, she's doing too much. And when you get in the bottom for stuff, people are like, ooh, her track record is no good. So actually, being in the middle ground is like the safest absolute place to be.
Okay.
To me. For
personally.
Me.
Okay.
We get a lipstick message the next day from Akira, which says, I am the mood and the moment. The light is forever bright. Miss Ass Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Akira. The solace is soon interrupted with a video message. Miss Ruru, she says, my all-stars, find a song
to Tyra Mail! Skull Mail!
Skull Mail, what's that?
It's a thick Because they started calling it skull mail because, like, sometimes the Tyra mail is, like, telling you what the challenge is going to be. And then skull mail just says, tomorrow someone will be eliminated and only five of you will continue on in the hopes of becoming America's next top model. So
we're going to cut all your hair off.
Skull mail's the scary one.
Cut all your hair off and fill in your gap.
Did it have a picture of a skull on it?
Yes, oh, okay. Yes. Once they started doing, like, video, like, it was, like, like a scary skull message. Skull mail! Sorry, go ahead. I watched too much Top Model, bitch.
Do you happen to listen to the Mom Podcast, Want to Be on Top, also?
I do.
Oh, wonderful.
I do. I want to be a guest, actually.
We could maybe arrange that.
I know the producer. Yeah. Really hard
if you could pull some strings with the higher ups.
A lot of runaround.
You might have to interview with the EPs, so.
Girl, and the runaround is on a wheeled office chair just spinning. Kicking the wall.
This
video message. My all-stars, find a song to put your freak in. A message of hope that becomes a beacon.
Oh, it's
start
rhyming.
A spark. And fan the flame.
Okay.
And your puss could power the Hall of Fame.
Oh, we're going to be singing today!
Look who's here. Knock, knock.
Yes.
She was on my Nest Cam. I knew she was coming.
Ring.
It's RuPaul.
Ring Cam. And RuPaul says to the dolls, as LGBTQ Americans, we've learned that if we want change, we have to show up and make it happen. Because when the going gets tough, you can always count on a drag queen.
Mm-hmm. The queens are told that they are going to write and perform a new drag queen anthem called Show Up Queen. And they need to write lyrics that entertain, inspire, and teach the children just what they stand for.
Yes.
Calling something an anthem before the reviews are in is a little, cart before the horse face.
I think that you can write a song with the intention of it being an anthem.
You can, but calling it an anthem before it's actually made is a little presumptive.
Okay.
Like saying, ooh, this meal is so delicious while you're looking at the recipe. No, it's not delicious yet. It doesn't exist yet. The meal is not delicious. This is not an anthem yet. And even after it's produced, still not.
All right. Well, the girls get to work with Leland, who is a multi-talented and amazing artist.
And he plugged in the equipment this time. They've been listening to Race Chaser, darling. There were blinking lights, there were chords. I'm very proud of everybody at WOW for taking notes and plugging in your equipment this time so we don't read you for being faulty.
Well, if they're listening, I am waiting to be called to be a lip sync assassin. I'm just saying. I've won pretty much every lip sync I've ever done. So if someone calls out, I live in Los Angeles. I'm vaccinated. I drive even. I have a car. You don't even have to buy a car service. Okay. So I'm just saying, if you are listening.
Well, also, if they're listening, I would like to throw my Sparkle Rhinestone hat into the ring. Mainly because Manila just did it last week. But I've also won every lip sync I've done. You said you've won like every lip sync. So I'm not sure if you've won every single one. But I've won every lip sync I've done on the program. And I'm a local hire also. I have a vehicle. I have a current insurance. I can send you my articles of incorporation.
Are you SAG?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just checking. Because I think they take that into consideration. Anyway,
so the girls from last week, the teams are being broken down with the top and the bottom from last week. So Kylie and Raja get to pick their teams, and Team Kylie goes first, and she selects. Does she select Ginger first or Eureka first?
She selects Ginger first and Eureka second. And Eureka says, this team is two tons of fun. Team Raja consists of Jan, Trinity, and Pandora, the box that rocks.
Yeah, and of course they have the moment, like, picked last, wah, wah. Because, you know, somebody's got to be picked last. But they're giving, they're not doing Pandora any favors. They're making her look like a dowager countess of some sort. Whoa, that has no sense of humor.
It's hard to be picked last. It's all fun.
Yeah, it's not. But
and I love when RuPaul says, and you'll be doing your own choreography. You can hear Eureka say, oh, shit. That was one of my favorite moments.
My favorite,
gets kind of skated over, but it was funny.
My favorite moment is, oh, it's later. Never mind. I made notes because I'm a professional, and I'll open up my book to my notes.
And Kylie picked Ginger because Ginger's good to settle your stomach. See, I don't settle stomachs. I turn stomachs, okay?
Honey. You're Miss Hangry Haggis. You'll upset all the stomachs.
That is one of my titles, I'll have you know. Oh, there's a... You can use... Ladies, you can use leggings provided by Snag Tights. And you can use the fabric wall. Do you think anyone used that fabric wall or those Snag Tights?
Based on the outfits I saw, most people used my closet and nothing from the fabric.com wall.
Veronica's closet.
Honey,
why don't we take a break? And we'll figure out just all how many of your clothes were on stage.
Let's take a little break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We're back. You've got your notes. Anything of note?
I don't know where this came in the episode, but Raja's saying some stuff about, she's saying, like, it hurts to know one of our dreams is going to end, about Akira going home.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's one of those mindsets that some of the girls have where it's like Drag Race has been the goal the whole time, and that's the only goal. Like, I don't think getting kicked off Drag Race means one of your dreams will end. Like, maybe you won't win Drag Race, but Drag Race hasn't always found America's Next Drag Superstar, you know? Like, different girls from other seasons have become drag superstars without winning. So, like, I just want to encourage any drag queen listening that just because you don't get on the show, you can still make your own way and you can still find your path and everything. And yes. Waste thousands on publicists just like anybody else.
Preach it, mama. It's true. Useless publicists. It's absolutely true. And some of the best drag queens in the world have never been on Drag Race and never will be on Drag Race. And so hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream, because if it can happen for me, it can happen for you. Mm-hmm. That's a RuPaul quote.
Eureka is excited for
RuPaul made it without RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wow,
before work. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
She did.
She did.
She didn't have Drag Race.
It always helps to have a team of shady faggots behind you, though.
We're so, living proof.
We are, actually. I mean, Will's not a faggot, but she speaks in faggot when she uses our soundboard against us.
She really got you last week when she said, I said what I said. I was like, I don't even have
she
that sound cue.
She tried it. You could tell she's from the ATL now.
He downloaded it.
Eureka's excited for this challenge because it's very we're here. It's a group number. It's drag and activism going hand in hand, which has kind of been her message since after her season.
Definitely. And, you know, a lot of people do look to drag queens for inspiration. I think drag can be very inspirational. So I like the concept of this challenge. Go ahead. No, she's doing a great job as being the team leader. And she's you know, trying to soften the blow of Pandora being picked last.
She's like, ooh, you got a whole page of lyrics. What are these?
You're doing so good.
Meanwhile,
they have good chemistry, that team, though.
Honey, there's a deep stealth spy. Miss Ginger is in her best Pink Panther look. And she's blending right into the workroom wall, which isn't actually a wall. It's just a curtain. It's a scrim, people. So,
well, I mean,
don't get all women of Brewster Place and say, tear down this wall. It's not a wall.
It's not truly a brick wall. It is brick pattern printed on vinyl, which is hung on giant, vast sheets that create a sort of fake wall inside a soundstage.
It's what Tina Burner uses for contour, too.
I love the beat with Ginger dressed as the stealth spy sneaking about. So funny.
Good TV.
Very good TV. And then Ginger has a really serious question. What are we going to wear?
and everybody's like, y'all got a cat suit? And then Kylie says, we're fighting crime in different cities.
So funny.
So hilarious. Her Catwoman suit looks like Barbie meets Selena Kyle.
Very that.
I don't know what kind of Technicolor villain she was going for, but it doesn't make it to the main stage.
It was the colorful side of Harvey Dent's Two-Face. Mm-hmm. but just the one side. Oh, but then they decided to go with the other side, which is black and white.
Actually, Kylie's Mackie crop top was navy blue or midnight blue. The skirt was black and white.
Well, their team went for black, like pretty much black and white, right?
There were accents of silver and graphite also. Some moonlight opal that was in there, I think. I don't want to split hairs, but specificity in language is important, darling.
Honey, by the looks of that wig, it looks like you do want to split hairs. So, I'm just like, I have any room. Like, I have any room or place.
Your theme is red and cunty.
Hate it, bitch. There's your theme.
So Team Raja is doing well. Rue asks in the walk around workroom.
Yeah.
She says, Pandora, how are you going to win this challenge? You don't have any wins. It goes straight from like casual to, so are you going to win? You don't have any wins. So are you going to start now?
What are you going to do?
It's RuPaul saying to Pandora, you may want to start packing your toiletries.
Can we also shout out Trinity's oversized orange coat? Do they call these cocoon coats?
I always would call them car coats when they're so big. Okay. That, like a good travel coat, a car coat.
I'm obsessed with this oversized. She's really turning it in the looks department, I will say.
They all are.
Yeah, they really all are.
I'm not mad at none of them.
But I was just like, I want that giant orange oversized puffy coat.
You know who makes coats with big collars like that a lot? Derek Purcell from Bang London. He makes a lot of this stuff for like Taste, and she's got a lot of collars and like coats and things. You know how those skinny girls can wear lots of layers and look gorgeous?
Yes, totally.
Like that. Jan, no shock, says that Spice Girls Spice Up Your Life was her fantasy as a child.
Yeah.
And Ginger admits that she wanted to be Ginger Spice as a child.
Right, yeah.
So this challenge is one of those ones that is real world purpose. Girl groups are a thing.
It's true. We know that firsthand. So we get into the recording with Leland and Freddie. Ginger wants to, put her fingers in Freddie. Kylie, I mean, everybody does pretty well at the microphone. No one really blows it.
Yeah. And then we get to Jan. this underscoring changed completely in the edit. It's very clear that there is a point of view the editors are trying to get across just by their underscoring. This isn't me going, oh, well, I feel like this. It's very clear. They change. It's just look to the scoring, honey. Look to the stars.
What music did they change it to? Was it doop de doop de do? Was it? Oh, okay. The foolish clown music.
Foolish clown.
Yeah. As patented by Alyssa Edwards.
They just, they go, like, in the editing bay, like, you search in the library of, like, music underscoring, you can, clown, keywords, clown, foolish, buffoon. Oh, okay, this'll work. Honk.
Yeah. it's very Mr. Magoo with a touch of Bianca Del Rio.
Very Tammy Brown walking into the workroom, but that's more like old Hollywood almost.
Here, we can we can hear it.
Crown. Instead of I might.
Let's warm up. The judges have been hot and cold with me for being too, you know, peppy and energetic.
All right, Jan, are you ready?
I am ready.
It's okay. More like sneaking around music because the other girls were like, we're gonna do it. Like it was amped up and then it sort of got like hesitant.
It's ginger camouflaging with the walls.
Yes
like spot, like very sneaking that. Around yes, and the girls are, I mean, it's just interview after interview of the girls being like, I don't know, I don't really think this really does a challenge. I don't know about this,
which could be from any episode because they aren't specific about which challenge. And I'll just say that, and I'm not saying what girl talked to me and said that her interviews for this episode were not made for this episode.
What?
Because I can't reveal those kind of things. But
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, playing games over there at World of Wonder.
This is par for the course for any reality TV show, and we've talked about this before.
Of course.
There's a part where I say something like with tears in my eyes in my interview, and they used it in episode 6, and it was actually from when Kenya left.
Yeah.
When we were all crying. So like, you know, reality TV, but they're doing it again. They're being shady. You're getting the storyline they want to see.
They're telling a story, and you know, it's,
they're telling their story, not the queen's story, when they could just tell the queen's story. I feel like, sorry for interrupting, but,
no,
I'm passionate.
No, of course. Okay, so we get into choreography, and Team Raja, they're all like, Trinity, you take over, you're the choreography gal, she's the choreo girl, and she starts going, and Jan is like, okay, work, perfect, let's move on. Meanwhile, Pandora is like, whoa, I am Pandora. I am her, she is me.
Pandora is definitely the odd man out for this, and she's feeling overwhelmed and nervous about the dancing. And that's that's only compounded upon because the peanut gallery, the honey roasted peanut gallery, girl.
Input how?
These girls hustling out their mouths, talking about Pandora when she's literally 10 feet away.
I don't know.
Like, she's really not getting it.
You should make sure that like everyone's got to go. That's just my two cents. That's just my two cents.
It's a lot.
Input hoeing. But it's true. They were just sort of steamrolling along and Pandora wasn't speaking up. She was like clearly not really on the same page as everyone else.
But kudos to Raja as a leader. She asked, does anything need to be chilled out a little bit for Pandora? And Pandora's like, no, I'll get it.
Again, I understand that because like I can get it. I just am not the fast. Okay, oh, five honey. And a six and a one and a two. And okay, I got it. Let's move on. No, I need to like go to the hotel with a fucking recording of it and do it over and over again until I get it.
No, I saw the bots tour.
fuck you.
Yeah, that was intricate. I saw you guys how definitely. Did Alvin Ailey come in for that? Did PEG get Alvin Ailey or was that Twyla Tharp?
It was Martha Graham's final choreography moment of her career.
One of my favorite things is
Team Kylie rehearsing.
Yeah, they're kind of great. They're like this and this. And let's do this. Oh, are we doing this still?
Okay, but instead of chic, we could go chic. It was literally their entire rehearsal was chic. It was the whole thing.
Yeah, and then they're like, we'll just wear the plant. Or the willow.
Well, I don't know how it went in real life, but the story we're seeing is that it was a lot of, like, it was like everyone was a cook in the kitchen, and everyone was cooking a different soup.
Yeah, it could be out in, or what about in out, and then we could do a Wizard of Oz thing.
I mean, it could go either way. It could be in out, or it could go out in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this Wizard of Oz moment? Oh, I don't know. That's weird.
I like that Eureka will just say exactly what she thinks immediately.
Yeah.
Because there's no use wasting time here.
Yeah.
At all.
For sure.
If you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it.
Well, you know what I'm feeling?
What?
Us taking a break.
Oh, let me get a cocktail.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ooh, we're back, and baby, I'm at the mirror, and all I need is the mirror.
Just the mirror, and some chats.
And some chats. Oh, okay. I was like, did she say shats? I was like, I hate it when I'm at a hotel and I can see myself pooping in the mirror. I never want to watch myself shit.
Well, put it on OnlyFans. There's a market for it, certainly.
Oh, honey, you're mistaking my OnlyFans with a different Muddy Buddy type of site. We do not do blood. We do not do scat, and we do not do synthetic wigs.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Girls are chatting in the mirror. Jan and Ginger love the Spice Girls.
Yeah. Jan's grandma took her to was it the Spice World movie or Spice Girls or something?
I think she said it was when Ginger left the group and did her solo album. Because Jan is young, so she did that at 5 years old.
Oh, it was Ginger's record release party, right?
Mm.
Nice. At PEG Studios.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
That's the worst Raining Men cover there is. There's a really good Raining Men cover in Promising Young Woman.
Oh, work.
There's a sickening one in there if any girls need a little something for their mix. I love hearing that Jan's grandma also wrote a strongly worded letter to RuPaul.
So funny and makes so much sense, honestly.
It really does. She probably, like, Jan's grandma was probably dotting her I's with hearts.
Jan,
if the apple fell anywhere from that tree.
Jan, if you're listening, release the letter. Maybe she already has. I want to hear it.
I want her to set the letter to song. And then sing it. And then hopefully World of Wonder will let her release it within the time that she's on TV to capitalize upon the fame. The fame.
Doing it for the fame. The fame.
So Trinity and Raja are checking in with Miss Pandy about how she's feeling with the channel.
Yes.
With the challenge. And honestly, I don't remember how she said she was feeling, but...
Well, she just says, you know what? I'm so thankful for you guys being so patient. And they all hug. And Jan is like, can we have a group hug?
Girl, we're trying to get the Emmys again so we can put it in our Instagram bio. Emmy winner.
You know, it really is Jan's fault for being good at dancing. Honestly, how dare she? I thought it was really inappropriate of her to pick up the dance move so quickly.
She's so good at everything.
It was
I wonder
her
what
mistake.
She's bad at.
That was her only mistake. Okay, can we go to the main stage?
Yeah, of course.
Did we miss something?
There's just one thing worth mentioning where they talk about track record.
So with this challenge, we've already determined that 5 out of the 7 girls have won a challenge. If one of those 5 girls wins again for this challenge, she automatically pulls into the lead, Seabiscuiting into 2 wins, honey.
Yes.
So that means front runner status automatically. So this challenge does have a lot to, you know, a lot of gravis toss or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake for sure.
Oh, there's stake too?
Junior and Eureka will be thrilled. Yes.
Honey. there's the main stage, and this outfit is so beautiful.
Yes, RuPaul looks amazing. This sort of very Saint-Tropez.
Very Saint-Tropez, very Cavalli, Versace resort with the seashells.
And I love the silhouette of the waist. It's like tight down to the waist, and then like at the hip it flares out, which it's very like Ethel Merman used to wear that a lot, and like I'm obsessed with that.
It's
that
very
silhouette.
Like the Atelier Versace where it's like bone down to like almost your crotch level where your legs bend and then flare.
Yeah.
This gives me pattern on pattern. And I love the hint of seafoam on Miss RuPaul's eye and then the pink and like the mug is right, Raven. You did
and
that.
And also there's something blue on the back of RuPaul's head, which I don't know if
it's
a flower.
I think.
But I love it because it's such a like, what's going on there? And I love anything on, especially now with like HD, it's like all about the tiny details that you're like, you want to get into, you know? And she's got a zebra on her blouse, on her chest.
She does.
An actual zebra, because everything must be
zebra.
Yeah.
Do you like beautiful. In her walk out, she looks like she's got a secret she's going to tell? Never mind.
It's about me.
Sitting on secret. Because I got the same parts as Miss Tati.
I am loving Zaldi's little off-the-shoulder nip-slip moment.
Baby!
He looks so young and so fresh. She looks like she's in her 20s, and I know that not to be the case. So I want whatever he's drinking, bitch. Fountain of youth, honey.
Yes, Zaldina looks so stunosha. And I love the sort of Isle of Lesbos one breast exposed gown. Like, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Obsessed.
So wonderful.
I feel like Carson and him are the same age, yet, you know.
Maybe Carson will wear this outfit next week.
I hope not.
I've seen her Instagram, honey.
Oh, does Carson go off? Does she live?
Honey, she gets down in a Speedo around the pool and looks
good,
great,
she should.
Honey.
She
Miss
should.
Miss Carsina.
That white ain't right. She needs to tan it.
Girl, okay. So
we love a tan queen. Now, do we love a show-up queen? Because that's what we're about to see. These girls, in their performance,
yes,
they're about to turn it out.
My favorite thing is that they did a take where there was like a close cam. And we were just talking about this last week with the use of alternate cameras. It's very concert tease. I don't think they've ever done this where they have a close-up cam on stage with the girls and almost it like fisheyes a little bit. And they look amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's nice to have something different to look at.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what we were talking about with the Rumerican, like different styles for different challenges.
Yeah.
The fact that they put bleachers on the stage just gives me the moment where they're realizing, okay, this is not going to be a choreo heavy thing. We're going to stack y'all up, give a visual. Yeah.
And take a seat while the girl does their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Not
bad. It gives it structure because it can get very chaos when everyone has to be like on stage doing formations, doing dancing the whole time. I love the device of the bleachers. I'm into it. Who is my favorite verse?
Yeah.
Raja O'Hara is definitely a standout.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought she was super duper. And I also liked, I mean, I liked Jan's, but it didn't meet the assignment, really.
Yeah.
Like, the lyrics were not in the directive. I thought performance-wise, TKB sold it. There was, like, you know how sometimes it's, like, an 8 count and then another 8 count and another 8 count? All of her moves just flowed together. You couldn't tell where it stopped or started. She's a pro. And, she's just in her element in this challenge.
And looking lovely. I see that team one went with, we're going like purples and jewel tones. Because it's Team Raja. So she said, honey, we're all wearing purple, baby.
And Jan doesn't know anything not purple. So.
Right. Jan was like, okay, great.
I have purple. Oh, wait. I also have lavender. I'm sorry.
But they look great. It's a great it's a great color for stage. It's feminine. It's fun. It's fierce. And they all look beautiful. I wonder if they told Jan she's not allowed to like sing the whole thing. Because could you? I mean, she is such a good singer, and she's known for that. And it's sort of like you can do whatever you want with these. Do you think they were like no singing allowed?
I'm not sure, and you know her better than me if you wanted to ask. But, you know, if you've seen her tweets lately, you'll see that she expresses herself, and then she immediately, for some reason, has to take it down and put up an emoji with a zipper mouth because somebody is not happy when she says what she feels on the internet, I guess.
What did she say?
She's
real. That's how she feels.
Hold on, I screen capped it. Let me find it out.
She's bringing the funk to Twitter.
She really was. She really, really went there.
Can we take a moment?
Can you believe that she said that to me? What?
To talk about the Willem cosplay that is happening on the stage.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten there yet. Because
I was still on Team Raja. Thank you very much.
Because I was in no way going to pass that over. If you squint, Willem's on All Stars.
Wait, I'm going to find this fucking tweet from Jan. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't find it, but it said something. Hold on. I'll find it right now.
Why have receipts when you can have paraphrasing? Race chaser.
Fully.
That should be our
She
merch.
Said something like, fuck these hoes. I don't remember.
And then she was like, I don't remember what she said, but I had a feeling like she was attacking her.
I don't know when she tweeted it. I don't know what she was referring to, but I know she said something that felt very attacked.
So it said, Jan said, I'll just say watch Untucked and you'll see how I really was the entire season and the relationships I had with the cast members. I'm really shocked, embarrassed, and hurt. Peace, thanks, Untucked, for showing this side of me. I'll be back on here sometime soon. And then that got deleted, and it became an emoji with no mouth, a zipper, and then a peace.
Redacted. Well,
redactatrons.
You know,
Uh huh. Exactly.
The production company does really not like any suggestion that there is, that the edit creates some kind of storyline that didn't happen. Because I dealt with this directly, and it was, and I didn't even, I at no point went out and said, oh, the edit is crazy and the edit is misleading. But still, like, someone came directly at me and was like, why are you blaming the edit? I was like, I have no idea what you're even talking about because I don't.
What, did so they see like, something at Roscoe's? Did you say, like, one comment or make a side eye? And they're like, we saw.
I don't know. But it's very, like, it's a very sensitive thing because that is a serious allegation to say that you are making up false fabrications as far as, you know, things that transpired. But the truth is
that they do.
2 days of footage and editing it down to 90 minutes. So it is the creation of a storyline and a compelling storyline because you have to keep viewers tuning in.
And honestly, if they don't want people to talk about stories, maybe don't call the people that they hire to produce story editors. That's literally what they're called because they're there to make a story. You can't call them writers because if you called them writers, then you'd have to pay them like writers and the WGA would get involved. Mm. And it would, you know, that would be a whole different story.
Right.
A whole different story editor.
Honey.
But I'm glad that Jan is speaking her truth and, you know, and they have more of a sort of control over everything that's disseminated by these queens while they're under contract. There's more control than ever. So it's not surprising that things get taken down or asked to not be released.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Let's talk about Team Kylie.
Willem, tell us about Kylie's outfit, please.
Well, first I'd like to focus on Eureka and her amazing verse where she mentions her potato shoes. I love an honest queen. I love a rooted queen. She has this rooted wig. It's like an indigo root with a washed out steely blue.
Beautiful.
She's got business on the arms. She gives herself shape. I love Eureka. She's great.
Yeah, she did really, really great.
Ginger, mm-hmm. also great. You know, selling that storyline. Ugly shoes that we've seen before.
I like that shoe. It's that, you know, it's that go-go boot, that one-inch biscuit go-go boot.
The only time that shoe should be acceptable is if you're playing a character in Goldmember in a disco scene. Like, that shoe is horrible. The jacket is cute. I just wore the same jacket, actually, in Oopsie Whoopsie, my Death Drop song.
But
there's ways of styling stuff so it doesn't cut you across the middle, especially when you're a shorter gal that Ginger did not take advantage of.
Yeah.
Which they read her for. But at least it has fringe and movement. It's lovely.
Tell us about Kylie's outfit.
I've never seen it.
Well, it's a very sensitive issue over at Forever Dog to discuss the things that are borrowed from Willem's wardrobe and worn on All Stars. It's very sensitive. Sometimes tweets get deleted about it.
You know what? I was in London when they filmed this, so maybe someone had a key and then some girls went in and borrowed a bunch of stuff, but
Kylie Sonique looks amazing.
She does.
Borrowing from styling houses is what everyone does in Hollywood. This is nothing like shameful or reading, but these are items that are very signature Willem silhouettes and they look awesome and it's fierce to see on stage.
Yeah, I think she looks beautiful. I'm
so you're not gonna say shit.
I'm not sure that they're mine. I mean, I have so many blessings. That
what about the hair? Even
the hair is a beautiful rooted celery Zach Killian with a 613 extension in it. But I'm also not sure if it's mine. I may have never seen it.
Well, you can know that if you borrow things from Willem's Borrowed Blessings Bureau, discretion is used.
And this is the only time it's used with me, with my clothes.
Let's talk about last week with Manila.
Oh, well, that's fine. Like, that was obvious because both hosts have worn that hat. And I feel like both hosts have worn that jacket. Like, so we knew that. This is like, the top is the Mackie top that Miss Love is wearing is mm-hmm. something that I've never actually worn because it used to be a one piece. And then I cut it into a top when the crotch got rotted out.
Crotch rot.
Crotch rot happens to things with prong step because it tears away the fabric sometimes. But there was crotch rot, and we amended that by cropping it. Cropping the crotch rot.
Crop rot.
What would you have worn for the girl group challenge? Because you usually just wear black.
I do, but I mean, clearly it's like a good group moment. I don't know what I would have worn, but I thought that Trinity K. Bonet's whole look head to toe was really, really fierce and great for like a show. You can move in it. It grabs your attention. And then the hair was really a statement as well. The like huge pink.
Mm-hmm. Laganja like, moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really great. And I saw a meme that I really liked about Trinity Bonet, and it was like comparing her original season to All Stars, and it was like in the acting challenge on her original season, she was in the bottom for an acting challenge. She was like in the bottom for like an impersonation. She was in the bottom for like a girl group kind of singing performance challenge, and then she's gone on to do All Stars, and she's like she's excelling in an acting challenge, in an impersonating challenge, in a girl group singing challenge. And so, like, that's really great to see is, like, that evolution. And we love to see that absolute stepping of the pussy up. So congratulations, definitely in order to Miss Trintitri Craig Brontre.
I would like to note also that the edit on Pandora in the wide shots, all the wide shots show a sliver of her foot or her arm, and they move out of frame very quickly with the dancing. So either they were not showing her, so we wouldn't know if she did well or bad in that to justify her being in the bottom, maybe, or something. But, like, it's consistent. If you go back and watch their group performance, every wide shot has her cut out of the dancing. And I podcast. I know this. I watched it.
Okay.
And I wrote it down.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll talk about the rest of the episode.
Maybe.
All right, bring it to the runway. Hot Tropics, very Saint-Tropez.
This Hot Tropics runway is a grab bag of things, including the bag that Jan has
Toted
out. This print for me isn't large enough that it doesn't read on stage with how busy all the lights and crystals is. I think if the print was larger, it would have been more successful on Jan.
I think she looks cool and pretty and good.
I love the nail. I think she looks, I think A for effort, but I think a more definitive print would have been beneficial to her.
Yeah. She's definitely acting the character as well, which I love. I thought she looked really pretty.
Yeah.
And it's very tropical feeling.
Very Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And she's got a matching koozie.
Yes. Which is fierce.
Yeah.
What
do you think about Aunt Pandy?
Aunt Pandy looks beautiful, and the matching suitcase is such a great detail. It takes you to a time and a place. If she would have just come out with the dress, it would have been like, oh, she looks nice. The suitcase takes it to travel, world travel. It takes it to a time and a place, which I absolutely love. I think she looks maybe the best she's ever looked. Stunning.
I liked it when she had that veil on last week.
you're a dog.
I think, by the way, Jan's necklace is terrible. Jan should have been in the bottom just for that necklace alone. But Pandora's necklace, this lovely pearl necklace, pearls don't give me really tropic. Like, she's a little buttoned up for tropic. Like, I want beach, I want resort, and this
is like... It's time period.
Well... It's 2021.
Queen Elizabeth going to, you know, going on the plane to a different country.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 50s, like that sort of like colonialistic kind of fashion thing that they were doing. They were like, I'm gonna go be 50s as fuck. Ass shit.
Well, it's a choice. Raja comes out ready to rock this runway. She mm-hmm. looks like the girl on the go at the beach. She looks like she could go anywhere. She could put a little wrap skirt on and go to the club after. This gives me Hot Tropic. This gives me Palace South Beach girl about to do her number and throw a pitcher of water on her. This gives me Tropic. This yeah. gives me Tropic.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Shout out to the Palace.
She's definitely putting the hot in Hot Tropics because I mean, it
she's
is like
herself. She's so hot. She's moist.
Right. It's like it's sexy. It's beach. It's complete poolside. Like it's Sports Illustrated. Like it's lovely.
And the skin matches her tights exactly. And when you when you're wearing a bathing suit with tights and pads, and the match isn't there, it's one of those dead ringer. Like, oh, really? And she looks perfect. It's perfectly toned.
Yeah.
Wonderful job, Raja.
The only thing that could have accelerated it even more is like if she had like a beach towel with her face on it. You know.
Who would just do that?
And like and then like laid down like or an umbrella or like some spectacle prop.
Like
because you never want them to say like, oh, you're just in a swimsuit. But it, as swimsuits go, if this was swimsuit category, she would, mm-hmm. you know, she would
She could have pulled out some sunscreen and squirted it on her legs and then yeah. done a little wet t-shirt moment. That's always a winner.
Yeah.
Trinity K. Bonet giving us Carnival.
Wow.
Honey.
A showstopper.
Stomp in the runway. 173 million feathers. Ostrich. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised this wasn't the last look on the runway because it is such an event. It's beautiful. The presentation is right. She's not just walking it. She's presenting it.
Yes.
Love it. No notes, Trinity.
Absolutely. Fantastic show stopping. The room went up. The room went up and off.
Oh, were you doing a viewing party with it?
Yeah, I went to 33 Taps again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Love it. Eureka. She has this sunglasses prop that she immediately ditches. It's like oversized sunglasses, I think.
She said, I'm done with these.
I think she should have thrown the ball up and then used it as a bat to whack the ball.
Oh, okay.
Very, very cute. Oh, maybe that's the tropic part, the little feathers that she had on the thing.
Okay.
But she said, we're ditching this, baby. And she's just giving us a ball. She's having a ball on the runway.
She is, and it's a swimsuit with a point of view and a sense of humor, which I love. And it's very well done and very well made. And she looks cool. I like it.
The hair is beautiful, too.
Yeah.
We love a pop of color.
Yeah.
It makes it younger because that hair, if it was just blonde, it would give me old lady, you know, the way some of Jan's wigs have been. Mm. But love this. Love.
Love it. Very
maybe
fun.
One of Jan's wig. That might have been unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no worries. She's my friend too. Ginger Minj giving us Versace meets Blanche Devereaux. What did she say it was? It was
J-Lo meets Blanche Devereaux.
J-Lo Devereaux.
Yeah. Which you know that I am no stranger to this print in any way. I love banana leaf. I love it as a tropical moment. Do you think that Jan and Ginger's looks are exactly kind of the same thing?
Yes. On paper, they are a long sleeved coat with a matching bathing suit. They're the same thing.
Would you have looked across the room and said, oh, you're literally wearing the same outfit. Maybe I can change my hair to sort of like to because even the hair is like the same kind of color story and silhouette.
If I was Jan, I would have changed my outfit. If I was Ginger, I wouldn't because I think Ginger's outfit's better. This Beverly Hills, this is the print I'm talking about, a larger print. It works better. This Beverly Hills Hotel classic wallpaper print of the palm frond, of the banana leaves. It's so perfect. And Ginger's hair is, the top is the full height of her head doubled. Her yes. proportions are perfect. Ginger looks great. They say this coat is swallowing her up, but like, she's a big girl. You need a lot of fabric to twirl to make yourself look petite like this. And Ginger, this is a 10 for me for Ginger. She looks lovely.
Yeah, she looks great.
And she's even got a heel on.
Jan could have thrown on like a very flat center part, like brown hair, and really done like sex bomb, you know.
See, I think Jan should have gone fully harder Snooki with black hair, white sunscreen on her nose. Jan should have gone funny instead of funnier because she had her koozie. She should have hit it with like three funny things, the koozie, a white sunscreen nose, and a Snooki bump, and then maybe like an ankle monitor or something. Like something very Jersey Shore. Like maybe right. like a half-eaten funnel cake or
delicious.
A Rita's water ice or something like that. I feel like Jan missed an opportunity here to show some humor. And yeah, period. Love her though.
Well, Ginger looks great in Blanche's bedspread. And wait a second. Stop the presses. Kylie Sonique Love. Stop the film. Pull the cameras.
Honey.
Stop the cameras, everyone.
This is Showgirl Central, and she dedicates it to Sasha Colby, who was her roommate at the time, who's an amazing queen, about to be in the Nightgowns musical. Like, just a wonderful queen. I have no notes on this. It's so beautiful. I feel like the hair is very reminiscent of the blue hair that she wore for the Blue Ball, where it was like up, up, and away and just gorge.
Yeah.
And Kylie knows all her angles. She loved this OTS over the shoulder moment. The shoe is great. The feathers. She's an event.
I've never seen, and you know, I mean, it's just my ignorance, but I've never seen this arrangement of feathers diagonally across the front.
No, no, no.
This way.
I feel like RuPaul's done this exact feather arrangement before.
It's so awesome. She looks so good.
So good.
And there's so many details in there. There's like, you've got snake print, you've got leopard print, the stoning,
the print on the feather.
She and LaGanja from the lip sync should go out to the club dressed in these
feathers on feathers.
On 420.
Yeah, right? Damn. They all the girls look beautiful. I wish some of them were wearing different stuff, but congrats on a great runway, girls. Was that fair?
Yeah.
It's very accurate to what we do over here.
I mean, that's what the mom girls do. And if you want...
The girls look great. I wish some of them were wearing different things than the ones they were wearing, but generally they look fine.
I wish some of them weren't there, but they were nice. If you would like more accuracy in podcasting, y'all can check out The Chop. Ooh. Because our good friends Latrice and Manila are talking about Drag Race España. And if you'd like to catch up with them, you may do so. Or you can just listen to us do the Minuto de España.
My name is Manila Luzon.
And I'm Latrice Royale.
And this is your España Minute.
On episode 7 of Drag Race España, it's time for a little makeup without mirrors. How would you do, Manila?
Probably better than some of these girls, but probably not any better, actually. No, I would probably be terrible. Then the queens have to make over some sexy rugby players. With mirrors. They have mirrors. But would you be able to do this challenge, or would you be drooling too much?
Girl, well, only on the couple, because that one was really lovely. Okay. Plus, Drag Race Holland's winner, Envy Peru, is back with us as a guest judge this episode.
Whack! For more recaps of season 1 of Drag Race España, listen to The Chop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Jan did not bring the funk. Apparently, RuPaul says, you have no soul.
No, she didn't say you didn't bring the funk. She said, you have no soul. Moving on.
Which is just a rotted thing to say.
If you die, you will go to neither heaven nor hell because a soul you do not possess. Anyway, moving on.
They just literally...
Next up!
Literally, they're...
The fuck?
They're saying, we want to know about your struggles. They're saying... We just sent Scarlett home because she was happy having two moms and had a great childhood. So happy doesn't cut it here. We want to know your struggles. And Jan is a beautiful singer who's very talented, living out her dream in New York. I don't know what the struggle is other than getting RuPaul to acknowledge her. So,
which she did sing about.
And
she performed great.
Rue is sending Pandora home tonight with her critique. She said, your dancing wasn't great. And then my friend doesn't think you sang well. The lyrics were bad. Michelle literally is saying, you wasted 8 bars on that. On laughing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Which, it got a chuckle.
It got a chuckle the first time she did it a bunch of episodes ago. This time, the room was nooch.
What were the other things? Raja's boots were getting a boot from the judges.
The boots were so ugly. I would have loved a different shoe. Or if she would have put like pins on that shoe or like wrapped them in trim or like tied up scarves on them somehow. Mm. Like, you know, when a girl ties a scarf around a shoe, like an ankle strap, something, just to give it something purple because.
Something.
And
it was her dancing shoe, probably. And she had to go out there in boot scoot.
I get it.
And she said, I'm not wearing my fuck me pumps.
I get it. Zaldi did love her bikini, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't. And TKB gets A+ all around for everything.
Top marks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like Eureka's pageant jewelry. Zaldi said Ginger's being swallowed whole.
Which I don't think anyone's ever done. CJ, write in if you have, but she seems like more than a mouthful.
Oh my god. And Michelle loves the green. Wow, a first.
It only took 17 seasons for Michelle to say she likes something green.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
And she says Kylie's performance was great, but not inspirational enough for Michelle. Mm. Honey, nobody's trying to inspire Michelle.
Okay.
I love it all when you're just like, okay, moving on.
Oh. Okay.
So, not surprisingly, the top all-star of the week is Miss TK Bonet, honey. She gets $5,000 courtesy of Snag Tights and a spot on the next AAA Girls Tour.
She was on our Houston tour, honey. Absolutely.
Yes.
The safe dolls are Raja, Eureka, Ginger, and Kylie. Because sometimes there's like 10 people in the bottom and sometimes there's 2. You just never know.
They'd like to make it very
you
clear.
You never know.
Very clear.
You never know. You never know on All Stars. And so the bottom dolls are Pandora and Jan, or if they were on All Stars 1, Jandora.
Damn. So this is the part where they go back in the workroom and they plead for their lives. And Trinity is now officially the front runner in the competition. So she holds the power here.
And her lyrics even said, started from the bottom and now I'm in the lead. She manifested.
And she took her note from RuPaul in the workroom and changed that lyric and made it more sing-songy and less like a directive. Which, you know.
Not preaching, but still spreading the message, which she definitely hit the sweet spot with that.
Yeah, so I think this is a very deserved thing for Trinity. Pandora, I feel bad for, because she's my friend. But she's talking about self-love and learning to love herself, and she wishes she would have said that in her lyrics. So, you know, hindsight's 20/20 with her, and I think she knows what's going to happen. But, Raja literally asked the camera, she's like, what is holding her back in the interview? What's holding Pandora back? And Pandora literally says she wanted to be here so bad. She waited for it for 8 years. And this is another case of like, I feel like girls, you know, just relying on Drag Race. There's other things.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need All Stars. It's great. But like, you don't need to like make a voodoo doll and make sure you keep minding your P's and Q's with WOW to hope to get on a show so they can, you know, warp and malign you or maybe give you a couple of moments of good TV too. Like, so girls saying they've been waiting for years. It's, what are you waiting for, bitch?
Yeah.
But Pandora does have a Kickstarter out if you want to help support her new album.
Oh, work. Yeah.
So she won't be waiting no more.
Amazing.
Give her the coin.
Now, in All Stars, do you think that crying is the only strategy that works?
Crying or
because
PayPal?
I was like, Because I was watching Pandora, like, and I'm not, it wasn't like she was forcing it. It was absolutely real. She was feeling all of these feelings and was crying, and everyone was comforting her. And so how is it? I mean, it kind of is like, well, I just comforted you and gave you a hug because you were crying and like we're friends. How am I going to literally send you home in 5 minutes?
Oh, I could easily. It's a game. And this is not personal, it's drag. And if
okay,
people
but
to
then
take
Jan
it personal,
was like,
that's on them.
But then Jan was like, I deserve to be here, I want to be here. But it was like, that doesn't, pleading your case got nothing on crying. It's got nothing on fucking having a crying breakdown.
I mean, I think having facts at your disposal like Jan has is more useful than emotional, not outbursts, but like,
well, not on this day, but
actually,
okay. In theory,
I mean, they both got the equal number of votes in the end, so it seems like Jan's worked equally as well as Pandora's, but they both got fucked, so we're both right.
Do you think the death knell, though, and you almost see it in Trinity's
death
eyes,
Death Nellie Olsen,
is when they are. When Jan is having her conversation with Trinity, and Jan says, I can see myself in the final four with you, singing, dancing, doing harmonies. I can see you. And Trinity's like,
you're going home, bitch.
I can see that too. And I don't want to see that because you're good at all those things.
Honestly, I think Jan talked herself up a little too much, because this is the point where you start not eliminating the obvious booger boots, you're going home, Serena. This is when they start eliminating the girls that are a threat, like how they did with Naomi did with Manila. We're at that point of the competition where girls are getting Manila.
But then you can say, well, she fell into the bottom.
She
more
did.
She had a win, but she fell into the bottom more times. So I had to get rid of her. Can you say on this day, because all these things have to go into account, on this day, did Pandora do better in the challenge than Jane?
No.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Cool. I can't say that.
You can't?
I would not say that.
Why?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh,
Jan
okay.
did better.
Yeah.
Categorically across the board. And so, like, that's sort of like, to me, for me, when I was in All Stars, which, listen, I didn't do a lot of things right on All Stars, but I tried to pretend.
I know, I saw your lipstick.
Like, I tried to pretend like I was on the judging panel, or like I was RuPaul, or like I was the host of the show having to make the decision on Drag Race. One of these queens in the bottom has to go home tonight. So I looked at who did the worst on that night. And then if it was like a super tie, then I looked at track record. Track record shouldn't be the first thing, and you just throw out the challenge at hand.
I mean,
right?
I don't want to be that girl, but I will.
You always be that girl.
Yeah, I do. You're right.
You stay that
girl. I will. So let me just say that I think Roxy was in the bottom way more than Tati. So looking at track record, that might be a falsity.
That's track record.
Well, then why'd you send Tati home?
I looked at the performance at hand first.
Oh, was the hand in a glove?
For me, personally, I believe that Roxy performed, but I don't even remember what challenge it was because I've been to years of therapy trying to forget it. No,
BetterHelp.com/drag. We get a great lip sync. Miss Alexis Mateo comes up and Eureka says, is that Madame LaQueer? When the thing is
raising.
Else,
Jan was like, it might be India.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we were all fooled by, I didn't know who was coming out.
Me neither.
And then we were, bam, sick.
Yes.
Alexis Mateo. I love Alexis Mateo so much. completely adore her anytime she's on Drag Race. And I thought she delivered.
Yeah. My
Dance Again by J-Lo.
There's a little Easter egg in the song. When Trinity's wig flips off, because I don't know, I guess there were no bobby pins on the Drag Race set that day. Shit, bitch.
Nor was there glue.
It's not hard to keep a wig on.
COVID.
It looked no.
They took away the glue and the bobby pins.
It looked like it was glued in the front.
COVID.
It looked like it was glued in the front, and then the back whip just did too much, and then it all just came
off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite thing in this is there is a Patch Podge Easter egg when her wig comes off, and then she just throws it. Sonique says, "Come on, Giselle," which is a reference to Continental when Giselle does the Wakanda throw the wig off. So Giselle Royale Barbie, you made it to Drag Race in name and deed, honey. Name and deed.
Oh my God, that's so funny and amazing. And yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what? I will say, though, Trinity, I mean, obviously she didn't mean for her wig to come off and she knew the writing was on the wall, but she still continued to deliver like Amber Rose, just like, and killed it, bald-headed and still look like a gorgeous, stunning
the
woman.
The only thing I'm mad about is that Alexis didn't win the $10,000 because I know she got like a little fee for coming in and doing her little wiggle and giggle, but they should be giving these girls the money. It's not
give these women that at all.
It's not like none of us don't need it. Come on, bitch.
Should we do GoFundMe accounts for all the lip sync assassins who deserve to who won their lip sync?
Well, Laganja just got 30 stacks for her GoFundMe, so she's good.
Well, but still, why not more? I mean, get the deluxe tits.
Have it all done. Honey, take my word. Honey, take my coin.
The end of the lip sync happens. Alexis is the winner because, well, she was amazing, but also the wig came off and there's no coming back from that. Okay. Alexis says Pandora is going home.
But then you watch
Pandora is very upset.
You watch Jan have a moment of relief. Her. You see her face like calm down.
Whoa, wait. I have another lipstick.
Jan is also going home. It was a tie. And then that means
All-Stars rules that no one knows state that
Trinity has to come forward as the top All-Star of the week and make the final decision. And Trinity
And Trinity says this is some bullshit. And I agree because Trinity didn't win the lip sync. So she doesn't get the glory of winning. She doesn't get the cash prize. Yet she still has to have the suck ass bullshit job of sending someone home.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's horrible. And then Trinity has chosen Jan to go home. And
so does that mean Pandora stays?
Yes.
Oh.
You just got that?
Yeah, I thought they both went home.
No.
Oh.
No.
That makes sense, because I was like, why didn't they show Pandora leaving too?
Nope.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, but Jan has an elegant exit. She's clearly very crushed, but she maintains her composure, and she says, and like they say on the internet, not this. And they cut away immediately before any laughs can be seen. So in perfect Jan fashion, the romance with the romance between World of Wonder and Jan continues.
Did you watch Untucked? Because in Untucked, it's a love letter to RuPaul. Not the one that Jan's grandma wrote her, but they're all talking about how being in the presence of RuPaul and they're starstruck during the walkthroughs. I find that hilarious because I know a Ru girl who was on All Stars who went to a RuPaul meet and greet and asked to get a picture after being on the show with RuPaul. And Ru was like, no, if you do it, everyone will want to do it. And Ru was literally walking away. It wasn't even like an onstage moment or anything. So, like, she wouldn't even take a picture with one of her girls. So, I'm not starstruck by RuPaul. She's just a drag queen to me who's done really well in her life and has done a lot for a lot of people. But, you know, I'm not starstruck. Some of these girls are, and I think it serves them well for the camera to to play that up too, because who doesn't love a good ego stroke?
Well, I am starstruck by RuPaul. I admire RuPaul very much. RuPaul is a very imposing figure who's done a lot in the world. And so, yes, I do get intimidated and starstruck by RuPaul. So in that, I agree with Kylie in this. I mean, the whole episode is Kylie saying how much she loves RuPaul and loves talking to RuPaul and how much. The camera, I swear. They zoom in, the slow zoom in. It's good work.
Eureka and Ginger are talking about their cigarette break, Eureka wanting to win a challenge, which is kind of surprising because she's been such a standout this season in interview, in workroom. She's been funny. Like, how has she not won a season? She's a producer on an HBO show.
Right.
She's doing it up, but...
Yeah, and Ginger and Eureka are having the smoke break, and I'm telling you, there is a bond amongst queens who smoke, which is why I took up smoking on season 5, and thus Rolaska Talks was sort of formed, because we were the girls who were always going out and smoking. There is a bond that happens, and this is the reason I think there was a tie, because they were talking about Jan while they were on their smoke break, Ginger and Eureka. And I can't remember who said what, but she was like, Eureka was like, I keep wanting to see what Jan is going to do next. Like, I'm intrigued, and I can't wait to see what she's going to do down the line in this season. And Ginger and Eureka both voted for Jan to stay. Jan to stay, go get into me. So I think that's where the tie was born on the smoke break. A lot can happen on a smoke break.
Yeah.
Don't smoke, children.
Great way to steal lighters, too. So Jan gets to pack up her shit in her Jan to
stay. Pack your shit.
Shit.
Pack your shit.
It won't happen again, officer. Jan is
that's
at
what
least,
Jan should do.
She should
drive a car to the studio where they're filming the next Drag Race, light it on fire in the parking lot with a cigarette, God. And say, "Don't worry, officer, it won't happen again."
Very that. Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chasems this week. My name is Willem.
Oh, I'm Alaska.
Did you just find out? You are. Very good. We would love
you to... like looking to make sure that we got everything in the studio. Jan and Pandora have a touching moment.
Are they allowed to touch with COVID?
No, it's very clear that like Pandora is like, I'm going home today, guys. Like, I know. Like, you can tell from like their conversation. And they just had a very touching moment of like saying goodbye to each other. And I thought it was sweet. And again, I love Alexis Mateo so much. I think she's such good TV. And she didn't have a travel unit, but she had a chignon. She had her hair tied up in a chignon, mm-hmm. in a bump it. So,
yeah, she looks beautiful.
That's all I got.
And a kiss of color spray, not too much.
You don't want to overdo it.
No, one needs a hint. We would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe to us. And please take a moment to leave us a rating. You know what? Rate all the mom shows. They're all great.
Yes. Everywhere you look is 5 stars. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And our Mom Podcasts account is at Mom Podcasts.
We have some hilarious bonus content available now at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for that by searching Race Chaser in the little search thing and find it all. It's all good stuff. And just think of it as you're tipping us to watch us do a show. We have lots of amazing things up there.
Yeah, it's really funny. And you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And please stay safe, get the vaccine, socially distance yourself, and wear a mask. And respect each other out in the world.
And All Stars rules state that in the event of a tie, the two bottom queens will dress up in chicken suits and walk on a trapeze.
Bye, kids!
No one knows the rules. Okay, bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.